Welcome back to Facts with your host, Caroline.
And Jasmine.
Japanese Grand Prix edition. So the Japanese Grand Prix was another 7 a.m.er for the European girlies. And, like, for what? I can't even explain. Like, for what? Why did I wake up? What was the point?
Yeah, what was the point? I was thinking about waking up. I actually had an alarm. I woke up, went to pee, and then I went back to sleep.
Yeah.
No.
The worst thing is, I'm pretty sure the next one is China, which is also, which is at like 5 a.m. or something. Oh my God. Like, it's even, like, at that point, there's not even, why even go to bed?
True, why? Though.
Like, it's, you might as well just go to the club and then go home. But anyways, I don't have that much to say about the Japanese Grand Prix, but I do have a lot to say about the Chinese Grand Prix. But I will start with the Japanese Grand Prix. Mercedes was given a £5,000 fine for an unsafe release of George Russell during qualification. And £5,000 is like nothing to them. That's like, nope. Like, that's not even the tip. You know what I mean? Like,
no, for them it's like 1 euro.
Ridiculous. Yuki outqualified Daniel again. Everything that happens to Yuki and to Daniel is so funny to me, because it's, you know, I feel like it's the people who are like hardcore Daniel fans are starting to realize that they don't have a leg to stand on.
To be honest, like, I think they are the only ones who are like deep core Daniel Ricciardo fans. They are the only fans who are still believing in him a little bit. All the other people are finally starting to realize that, like, he might be a nice person. I don't know him personally, you know, cool for him, but he's not a great driver anymore. He was with Red Bull.
Yeah,
he's not anymore.
Do you know who is a good driver though? Charles Leclerc. He went from P8 to P4 on a one stop strategy. He did one pit stop. He stopped one time. That was truly amazing. Now, why Ferrari didn't give team orders, considering they've done that so many other times, will forever be a wonderment to me.
I don't understand what is going on at Ferrari.
Nobody does.
I mean, any time.
We thought we were cooking. Turns out we were getting roasted.
I really don't know what's going on. I just also don't understand. Like, I really don't understand them, because they are getting rid of Carlos, but still prioritizing him. Like, it makes no sense to me.
It's so ridiculous to me. I honestly don't know. Like, also because Charles is ahead in the driver's standings. Like, I really don't. Yeah. Nothing that team does has ever made a lick of sense to anybody.
Nope.
To nobody.
No. I really don't.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yuki is also the first Japanese driver to get points in Japan in like 12 years. Good for Yuki.
Good for Yuki.
Somebody on Twitter keeps calling it yoints. And I mentioned this last time too, I think. I hate it. Like, I hate it so much. They kept tweeting yoints, yoints, yoints. And I was like, I hate that. Please stop calling it yoints. Yuki got points. He ended up being, I believe, P10.
Yeah,
P10. The standings are, or not the standings, but the results was Max, Checo, Carlos. So we had a Ferrari podium. I also do want to say, not to toot my own horn. It is to toot my own horn. First of all, you can go onto www.thefactsbc.com and you can purchase our F1 journal. And if you buy that F1 journal, you can also buy it a physical copy on Amazon. But if you do buy it, you can do a little podium prediction mm-hmm. for each race. This was my exact podium prediction.
Slay.
I predicted Max, Checo, and Carlos, and I don't know why. It was just the spirits. But
just came to you.
Charles P4, Lando P5, Alonso P6, George P7, Oscar P8, and Lewis P9. I don't know what's going on with Mercedes. Like, I really, truly, I know that they were saying that Lewis was going to be doing, like, testing or something. Like, mm-hmm. he was going to be experimenting, I guess is the better word. Yeah. And to, like, expect bad results. But, like, goddamn. Like, Jesus
At
Christ.
At this point, it's, like, crazy how every other team... Like, McLaren is doing so much better than Mercedes. And last year, Mercedes was, like, on top.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, really, really, really down.
Yeah. And we had three DNFs, which I didn't predict. I predicted one DNF and... To be honest, I predicted it was going to be Alpine, but I was wrong on both cases. We had three DNFs. Alex and Daniel crashed, so they DNF'd together. Two flops. Two flops. It's actually kind of funny how much, like, your opinion of drivers changes from, like, every race. And I know that Alex technically, like, I know it's not his fault, the whole Williams situation. Mm-hmm. But Logan was driving the damaged car this race, and Alex is the one who DNFs. I just find that a little funny. Like, they keep, you know, prioritizing Alex because he had a good season last season, and he really did have a great season last season.
Yeah. Like, but on paper, so far, he should be the better one.
But so far, not so good. Okay, no. So far, not so good.
No, I know. I know.
And
but it's just such a shitty situation because Alex doesn't have a good season, a good rundown as right now.
Yeah.
Logan is the one who's also getting shit on.
Yeah.
Like, it must be a horrible feeling. It must be fucking horrible.
I think Haas must be living for this because, like, for once, they're not the ones who look like fucking clowns.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. James Vowles. No, but the worst thing is James Vowles is making the rest of us look like fucking clowns because we were defending him and we were like, oh my God, he gave Logan a second chance. Love him. And now you're turning into the evil. And my last note on the Japanese Grand Prix is that Carlos has a 100% podium rate. Like, he has been on the podium for every race he's raced. And, like, again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm not a Carlos girly. I am. But I'm more a Charles girly.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I wish it was Charles, but at least it's Ferrari. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm happy for the team. You know, I love to see some red up there.
I feel like we as a community, we as the girlies, are we following Carlos? Like, when Carlos leaves, because obviously he's leaving, what if he goes to, like, Mercedes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Mercedes is pissing me the fuck off. The disrespect that they've been showing Lewis,
and
to
the
me...
bitchiness.
Is exactly. Like, now. To me, I don't really... Like, you could just have said nothing. You know what I mean? Like, they...
Yeah.
Lewis had, during the race, they had, like, let George pass or something. And they had tweeted it. And they then tweeted back, like, this was Lewis's decision. And then, like, the upside-down smiley face. Like, it seems so bitchy. And it's like, you're just... Y'all look like bitter ex-girlfriends.
They are so bitter. They're so bitter.
Like, everything that comes out of Toto Wolff's mouth.
Own grave.
Everything that comes out of Toto Wolff's mouth is bitter and pathetic, and it's embarrassing. And he needs to do better. Like, y'all are grown-ass men who've worked together for 10 years. Also, if anybody hears any noise in the background, for example, there was a big thud. I don't know what that was. Okay? My neighbors are crazy. I can't, you know, as I've mentioned in every single episode...
You do have crazy neighbors.
Despite my best capability, I cannot control other people. So.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, if he goes to Mercedes, I really don't fuck with Mercedes. Mercedes are losing a lot of their kind of diehard fans. And that's because a lot of them were Mercedes fans because they were Lewis fans. Like, that's one thing. But now the way that they're acting and treating a 7-time world champion, it's embarrassing. And I couldn't. I used to be such a Toto Wolff stan. Like, watch, listen to any episode from last season. We were Toto Wolff stans. We were apologists. Yeah. But not, I'm not fucking feeling it.
No, me neither. To be honest, it's so sad to see how they literally digging their own grave. Like, it's horrible. And it's so sad because before that, it was, for me as well, it was also Ferrari first and then Mercedes. I love Mercedes, you know?
But I don't even know who my number two is anymore because I don't fuck with McLaren. I don't fuck with Mercedes. I'm not fucking with Williams right now.
And, no, I know. I really don't have a number.
And then we have, like, V-Carb or RB, whatever you want to call them, where I like half of them, you know? I like Yuki. I like Yoints. And then we have Haas. And I don't really know how to feel about Haas because I don't really know how to feel about their team principal. Like, he hasn't really... left a mark for me yet.
No, I don't. I can't really form an opinion.
But obviously, I'm a K-Mac stan. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm not.
Oh my God, talking about K-Mac.
I know. His wife posted the cutest Instagram story of him, like, training or something and then going over and kissing his little daughter on the head. It's so...
Screaming crying. It's so good.
It's so good. It's really so nice. Sweet. Also, he's not wearing a shirt.
There's one thing I want to talk about the Japanese Grand Prix. There's nothing really more to it, to be honest.
It was fucking boring. I'm so sorry.
I love the fans. The fans
are... Oh my God, I love Japanese fans. They're so...
I love it.
First of all, they seem, I don't know what it is, but they seem like they're the most respectful of the drivers. Like, even the ones, even though they're super excited, they're all very respectful. Mm-hmm. And if you've been on social media, you saw that video of the guy in the Red Bull, like, outfit, and then he took it off, and it was Aston Martin merch. Bitch. Oh, my God. Actually, you know what? That might be my number two. Why are we forgetting about Aston Martin?
True. Because they've been... Alonso, now he was P6, P5?
P6, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Where's Lance? Yeah. P12.
Okay.
I saw rumors, and whenever... Please remember, whenever I say I saw something or I read something... I'm talking about Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
I'm never talking about, like, a legitimate news source. I'm talking about Twitter. Someone said that Aston Martin was thinking about dropping Fernando for Carlos, and...
I don't think so.
If it wasn't because Lawrence Stroll's dad was such a big investor, I would have loved to see a Fernando and Carlos team.
True.
That would be kind of iconic.
That would be very iconic. The Spanish people would love that for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. To be honest, I don't know who, like, Carlos would be good team with.
The thing is, for me, is that you also have... Like, 2025 is kind of a weird year for Formula 1 because we have Audi join... Does Audi join 2025 or was it 26?
I think 25, and then you have... No.
It was 26. Yeah. You have Audi joining in 26. So I think that there's some teams and drivers and stuff where it's kind of like you don't want to make a move because a whole new team is joining, right? So...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting for sure to see. I mean, also after this season, you know, there was so many comments on him already that that's a driver who's going to be unemployed next year and he's doing so great. And that's when I'm like, also don't understand Ferrari, you know, like, yeah, he's doing so great. But if you don't want him, why are you prioritizing him? Because you clearly didn't want him.
No. Also, because they've given team orders for smaller shit. I don't know. That shit pissed me off. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. It pissed me off. Ferrari.
Get yourself together.
Just stop, please. Give me one weekend. Next time we have China, and China's kind of exciting because a lot of the drivers have never raced there. I believe they stopped racing in China like 5 years ago, basically like when they started filming Drive to Survive. So a lot of these drivers have never actually driven there, and a lot of fans have never, you know, witnessed it either. But from what I've read, and now I'm not talking about Twitter, now I'm talking about, like, actual, you know...
Articles,
actual, like, sources. But it's apparently a very hard track, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it kind of looks like... Like, there's a really long straight, and then there's a bunch of turns. There's a bunch of corners. Like, it's kind of weird shaped. I don't know how to explain it to somebody without, like...
It looks like a snail that has the house on.
Yeah, like, it's very... there's a lot of corners, and it's very hard to overtake. So the qualification is going to be really hard. Luckily for Charles, he's very good at quali. Usually. I don't know what the fuck happened. I really don't know what happened in Japan. He qualified fucking P8. Like, are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. Truly just horrible. Horrible. But yeah, I know this. That's... I don't... honestly, it was so boring. I didn't have anything. It was boring. It was boring to watch. I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know, most of...
I started watching it because as I said, I didn't wake up. And then I watched it. I watched the beginning when there was the Daniel and Alex crash, and then the second, like, start of the race. And I feel like after the 25th lap, I was just like, okay, this is just the same thing.
We are, however, on a positive note, one race closer to, hopefully, a Liam Lawson debut.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited for him to be joined.
I hope.
I really can feel it
in my bones.
Me too. And to be honest, I see more and more TikToks about it, and more people are saying it. And I don't know. We also said it last time that there was this rumor going on that Daniel got like a two race.
So according to the streets, Daniel was given like a 2-3. Again, rumors, right? So let's be positive and say two races, to kind of prove his worth. Because again, he's been doing shit, right? Like, he's not doing very well. Compared to Yuki, because that's always like the benchmark, right? Like, he's consistently being outqualified by Yuki, and he's being outperformed by Yuki. Daniel doesn't have any points yet. Even though, you know, apparently, according to some people, he's good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're getting that information from.
He should be with Max together.
Also, because if we're basing shit off of, like, numbers from 5 years ago, then Lewis is still world champion. Like,
yeah, I hate that. Yeah, exactly.
If that's what we're going to go and be like, oh my God, but he won Monaco. Okay, in 2018, bitch. Like, I'm sorry, but the person I was in 2018, the person I am now, is not the same. It does not count. It's irrelevant. To sound like Will Buxton, but, like, you're only as good as your last race.
Yeah.
Okay. And in this case, Daniel's shit. And Liam deserves this a lot more than Daniel does.
Yeah, I would love to see him. And to be honest, I feel like... I know that they are keeping Daniel, obviously, because of PR stuff as well. That let's not lie here. But I feel like Liam also has the girlies now.
Oh, Liam definitely has the girlies. The only problem is, though, that his girlfriend's like a Trump supporter, so that's kind of icky. I found out and I felt so bad because, like, I was following her on Instagram and on TikTok, because she makes really cute videos with, like, Liam, but I am just not going to support someone who supports Trump. You know, I got morals. I got principles. Apparently he doesn't. I don't know what that says about him. Also, to the people out there who are talking shit about Logan Sargent because of who his uncle is, clearly have never actually, like, read anything about Logan Sargent, because him and his family actually cut off the uncle and therefore struggled most of Liam's, like, racing career. They could barely, like, afford to do it. So it's not the same. Okay, you can have shitty family members and it not, like, be a you problem, but when you actively choose to do the same shitty things, like following all the Trump people, you're a piece of shit. And I think it's weird that, you know, what does that say about Liam? You know, I don't think I could date someone who was like, yay, Trump. Like, I hate the people who are like, oh, politics, set politics aside. Not when the politics is about, like, basic human rights.
Yeah, I could not do that either. Let's not get into that, but, like, yeah,
no. I agree with you. I don't know. I think we should think about it for a little bit, because I do really like Liam, and maybe she's unfollowed them, you know, but at least 2 months ago, she was following them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Anyways.
It is very important, though.
There's no F1 race next week, but there is another race. There is the European Le Mans series, which we will be watching in person, IRL.
Yes.
Errol. So you know, I'm pretty sure our next episode will be all about that.
And if you guys want to follow it along while we're there, we're going to post a lot of TikTok. We're going to post a lot of things about it. You can follow us on FaxPC, at FaxPC on Instagram, and also on TikTok.
And Twitter.
It's going to be fun. You're going to be updated.
it's going to be everywhere.
F1 drivers just decides to come to Barcelona?
I think they'll be in China. None of them have bases in Barcelona. I've checked. None of them.
What if they just come for one day and then fly and then fly back?
Yeah. Lewis, please. Speaking of Lewis, I just bought his GQ cover and I love him.
Oh my God. That cover is amazing.
I've been looking everywhere for it. Like, it's literally been, like, sold out everywhere. I found one, and I love it. It's amazing. I also have Fernando Alonso's GQ cover. And I have Carlos on the cover of Tapas magazine, which, Jesus Christ.
I love that.
It's not much, but it's an honest living.
Yeah. Period. Well said.
But yeah, I really honestly don't have that much to say. Other than, you know what, go onto our website, www.thefactspc.com, and check out our article on the WAGs if you care about the WAGs. And if you don't care about the WAGs, move on, okay? I don't care.
Exactly. Be nice on the internet. That's all I have to say, to be honest.
Yeah.
And also don't argue about things that you didn't research for.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's like a basic thing for, I guess, for some people.
You need to stop assuming that people have, like, common sense. Okay, because that's the problem. I saw someone saying the other day that when people tell other people to go touch grass, that it was offensive. And that's where, again, I'm like, really? That's the point. Like, if you find that offensive, that's because you need to go touch some grass. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I saw this girl as well on TikTok who, after watching the hundreds and hundreds of edits, she literally had to get up and go outside and touch some grass and sit there. I was like, good. Good for
you. I get
you.
That. I saw a Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein ad in real life today on a billboard. So I get it. I get having to go outside and, like, talk to God or something. Like, I get it. I really do get it. But shortish episode today because that shit was fucking boring and I'm really scared that we're gonna keep having these kinds of episodes. But we'll see.
Yeah, well, hope and praying that something's gonna happen or some news or some drama in the community. Hope and praying.
Hope and praying. It'll be fun. All right. Well,
but yes, next week. Not next week. 2 weeks.
For the I don't Chinese, know what you're right? trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sometimes 21st you just of April, sometimes yeah. you start a sentence and you expect me to like finish it I without do. Telling no, me what the sentence is.
I also just talk out loud when I'm talking, when I'm thinking. Sorry.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, anyway.
Beautiful. All right. Well. Bye.
Sorry. I really do hate every single time. I'm just like, okay, bye. Okay.
Bye. Bye.